why do you think the experience of visiting Vorkop was important for the learners today?
So we are busy doing a Grade 10 project where we're looking at heritage in South Africa, and with individuals and teenagers who don't really understand their place in the world, this is a really important place for them to actually see what it means to be and what it means to have heritage and what it means to be them, a colored person, a person of color, someone who's been disadvantaged in the past. So by coming to somewhere like Vorkop, we're starting to see the importance of having heritage, not just one monoculture where everyone speaks English and where everyone has one sort of bland personality. So we're trying to promote the idea of diversity through heritage. So that's why we came to Vorkop. We're looking at protecting, how do we protect our heritage from commercialization of gentrification in the inner city, basically.
Do you see any link as a history teacher between the occurrences in the past and what's happening currently in Vorkop?
Definitely. So you can look at District 6 and anywhere throughout South Africa, the forced removals through the Group Areas Acts in the 1950s, and now with this economic forced removal where rates and levies are becoming higher and higher, and people can't afford to live in these areas anymore, so they have to give up this inner city living where you're close to jobs, you're close to the bright lights, and you have to substitute that and have to move out towards the periphery, whereby the lifestyle is different, as well as your access to jobs, education seems to deteriorate the further you move out from the inner city and from the city, and when people get pushed out to the periphery because that's all they can afford.
Would you encourage other schools to go on these types of excursions just to show the learners what we have, what heritage we have, what culture we have in our city?
Definitely. So education shouldn't just be done in the classroom. Like I was super bored just sitting in a classroom. So coming out and actually experiencing the history, going to places like the Vorkop Museum, going to places where you're learning about your history, like the Zeitmacher at the waterfront. It's one of the biggest art exhibitions in South Africa. And I think it's very important that we start promoting our own culture and actually take education outside of the classroom.